cases, 10,090 Key West Investments LLC. It's a variance from the maximum height requirements for a billboard. South on Route 1, 750 feet north of Route 88.
Mr. Chairman, the last time I want you to consider that we had they object the Red Fox Run Homeowners Association. There was 9 people that I didn't read into the record the last time.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the minutes. I didn't so read it into an objection. 9 objections.
Right, because of the height requirement.
Right.
Well,
but we've just said here, you know.
We just want to make sure that was in the record because they were here on time.
Right.
And they just didn't get mentioned, so that you needed to just know that they were here on time.
You know, the Leylands were there when they decided to put these billboards up.
Yeah.
Now the Leylands are tall and they want to raise it up. And the contractor and developer on the adjacent property made it clear he intends to build signs and he doesn't really want signs blocking the view from the second floor window, which I can appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
And once the houses are built, they're going to block the signs and they're going to come back and ask for another variance or what?
Well, I don't worry about that because some of the trees, if they go up that high, he's going to have blocked his windows from the people anyway. You know, I think that was a concern. But
The Leylands are on the front, not the
right. When he got property, said I'm from there too. Where they was going to be that he would build them. He built them up with. I think his main concern, though, as far as on, you know, that we've heard, you know, as far as on the wind on all these signs, and now that we're to that, well, wait till we get out of this, and I had something I want to add to that if we do them. Or, like, you know, this one here, they want it for that, but his concern, if he did that, was on the structure, the sound of it, and I was going to recommend, you know, we pass this one with all of them, because we passed, what we said or now, we passed Fort Allen Route 36, in height, we passed one down over to the Tokyo Steakhouse on Route 1. We let him move it down because of trees, and we went up 50 feet or 51 feet, and now we sat here and done them again. We need to address, it's like John, you know, you brought up a good point, we're addressing on these windmills. I think what they need to bring in, and just be an example like this one, if we would pass this one, we would pass it with contingency that they submit a sealed engineered design for this sign at the time of it to be permitted, I think, on these billboards, because we're getting them more, you know, more all the time, because like you said, we've done 3 on
height adjustments
and have them to submit that, you know, or maybe someone want to run by Rick there too, because, you know, like we're going to have them now when they bring it in for these windmills, that they're going to have something for like real estate, so, you know, something on these billboards, it's a thing that's coming then. Because if you do one, how are you not going to do the other one? I mean, the trees being there, I can see.
Well, we allowed them to move at Tokyo, we allowed them to move it down, but not up.
Well, he had to move it because he had the trees in the way, wasn't it?
Yeah, so these people aren't asking to move it down, they're asking to move it up.
Yeah, but we know the trees, in 5 years, the trees won't get above it. It doesn't matter. I mean, that way, I'm just looking at it.
I just
need to do something anyway.
I guess that's
either way.
I guess my point was that, you know, I think that the neighbor on the adjacent property had legitimate points that, mm-hmm. you know, that we already infringed on his, by granting the variance to begin with, we infringed somewhat on his ability to use the land as adjacent his property as he saw fit or wished to, and now, you know, they're asking for additional variance and he's in objection to it because, you know, he wants to develop that property and feels that further infringement on that would make that less desirable.
Who was the one, who's the one that's questioning it? The people in the Fox Run, I mean, in the development? Because they're seeing it or what? Or just when they come in?
The builder, the developer and builder of Fox Run.
Yeah.
Owns the parcels directly adjacent.
Yeah, right in front of it.
And he, yes, to the north.
He said northern.
And he intends to build two homes up there. There's no Leylands between the home where he intends to put the homes and the signs. The Leylands are on the front of the property.
Yes.
He did say he built them homes that they would be up for, but when those trees grow up, they'll grow up in front of those houses. Because I'd ask him that question.
Right, but his thing was that up the rear of the property, he already sees a billboard, and if it's raised, it's going to be, you know, direct view from the second floor.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, how about if I go over the 5 points of objection they all are objecting to in Fox Run Homeowners Association. Number one, they object because the building lots adjacent to the sign are zoned residential. Number two, the lights form the signs are intrusive and lessen the value of residential lots. Number three, increasing the height to 45 feet presents a huge hazard in the event of high winds and even worse, in the event of a hurricane. Number four, the trees planted along the fence of Red Fox Run are a necessary buffer to make it possible for four lots zoned residential to retain their value. Number five, Red Fox Run is now a permanent home to many new families, and we would hope that Sussex County agrees that 45-foot bear sign is not consistent with the image of the family-friendly development that has added real value to a low-density development. Now, they've all signed that, the nine of them have signed that.
Well, let's look at it from the other side. We talked about the infringement upon the residential community. What about this guy's infringement on his lot that's zoned commercial?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, he has a right to develop that commercial property, right? And is it an infringement upon him that the developer decided to build Leland Cypress?
No.
Or to plant Leland Cypress there?
Plant Leland Cypress there, or build a house there by it?
No, yeah. Leland Cypress are legal use, but what was the first variance that we granted? It was a side yard variance, wasn't it?
Side yard.
Yeah, so he already was granted, you know, variance to put it closer to that development. So that's an infringement.
Well, it seems to me, you know, I don't know, just if I can just say something here, it seems to me when you do something like this, you can't say, I'll grant that guy an increase in his height because he wants to run cars underneath. And then the next time you say something about a billboard, you say, well, I'm not going to grant that height because the trees are any other, you understand what I'm trying to get here? I mean, you're not consistent.
Mm-mm.
So if you're going to grant something, I'm just looking at my point of view, you know, and I see it every day, more than you guys do, that you try and keep that consistency. If you're going to say, okay, this guy, whatever his reasons are, he has to give you a good reason before you're going to increase that height, right? So if you said driving cars underneath it, or I'm increasing, and you increased it.
Mm-hmm.
And then now a guy comes to you and says, well, I want to put a sign up there. I mean, a tree's up there.
Well, like you said, they know in 3 or 4 years that a sign's going to be above it. I mean, a tree's going to be above it. No, they'd have to worry about that. I mean, they know that.
Seems like, you know, it just seems like we're being inconsistent about the height.
And the other side to what you were saying, John, was that we already granted that side yard variance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would think it would be a little bit different if we were granting that side yard variance again to Dunn for the first time tonight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we've already said it was okay with us for him to put it there.
Right.
And it is commercial property. It's not, you know, and it just so happens that it's next to residential. I don't know. Maybe I would have a different view of it, I think, if we were just approving that for the first time for the side yard. And granted, you know, when those Leland's get up there and he builds a house in front of it, you know.
Yeah, same problem.
He's going to be back asking for another.
Well,
of course, you know, that billboard's there, been there a long time, right?
Mm-hmm. That one has.
Yeah, didn't we take it? Is that the new billboard? I can't remember whether we put it.
It's a new one. Stays on
the new billboard.
Yeah, it's a monopole. They took the old one down. Is that correct?
Yeah,
the
old four down, put on monopole. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys.
They get 70 feet high. You ain't going to be able to put the sign 70 feet, so that's, you know. We've already done, you know, we've already done them, like you said.
So he raises it now to what, 40, is it 45 feet he wants to go?
It'd be 45 feet. He's 25 now, he has 20.
And when the Leylands get between 50 and 60 feet, he's going to come back again.
No, we've not gone that high. We've gone 50 feet on the side. We've gone 49 feet and 39, but no.
Well, if you grant it now, why wouldn't you grant it then?
We don't have none that high. We never have, unless we set some between now and then higher than what we've been going.
We do have billboards.
60 feet?
50, 60 feet, sure do.
Take that then to Hawkers on 26, we just discussed. Will you double deck it?
Yeah.
And give them height variance?
And give them height and variance too.
What was the top of that one?
55, I think, something.
57
like
feet.
57?
57 feet, so you've done that down there. And you let some cars get caught in them. You just done three down there, two down, and just done two more tonight. So.
I want to look at this, too. I'm like John. When they put that sign there, those trees were there. You know. So you know the trees are going to go by that sign.
Mm-hmm. Well, but the other side of that, he's got a commercial property.
He's got commercial property there, and he's already banned it.
I agree with that. But then, too, I mean, and the people that are against it can't see the sign.
That's right.
Well, they're back in a development in the woods. They can't see the sign.
No, they can't.
Well, except for the developer who has a property right up front there.
Where he is going to develop, I guess, necessarily going to put the trees
built,
up front.
He built there after, yeah. Those too.
And he developed it within the limits of the county ordinance.
Mm-hmm. But he knew. Yeah.
And he went through the proper subdivision and all that.
But he knew it was there.
And the commercial property is asking for more exceptions than's already been granted as far as setbacks and height and whatnot.
But he's utilized his commercial property.
Well, it's not within its limits.
But he knew that, yeah, but he has since the sign's been there. But
he didn't want to put the billboard in the middle of the property because...
No, we didn't let him know.
He wouldn't be able to develop further when he could have.
But it was already there before he developed it.
So if he had developed it in the middle of his property, would this be an issue today?
Probably not. No.
I have a feeling it would to a certain degree.
Still would for that fellow.
Yeah, maybe.
I have a question for Greg.
Not to the extent.
I was hoping you were going to leave me out of this one tonight.
Greg, she did an excellent job of her case. Lawyer did.
The attorney for yes.
Are we hanging ourselves at it by, if we approve this case, we got to dot everything. Because she really did an excellent job and what she did prove it.
You're absolutely correct. She did a very good job pointing out the problems and pointing out addressing the statute.
Yes.
Right.
So,
and as I have told you before, it is a lot easier to defend a denial in court than an approval, and that would definitely be the case here.
That's one looking at.
And the applicant seemed to have trouble doing that.
I don't know. Not when you can. No, I don't know.
Well, I asked her how to address standards for granting a variance, and she wasn't.
But we just give
she
one.
She almost is almost as if she didn't understand what the standards were.
Yeah, no. She did that way, but you allowed one to build that high, though, and then.
I know we did the Hawkers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The only question I got, and that's the same one I just asked Rick, we had a lawyer who presented that case, excellent, and if we don't dot everything on this one, she takes the court, we're going to lose.
I don't know about that, though.
I don't think
we'll be.
That's where I'm asking Rick.
Yeah, but I hate them.
That's your field, Rick.
I haven't heard any real good reasons for approving this.
Okay.
At least none that I would tell you would safely overcome the objections and give us a chance if that went to court.
Okay.
But I think you made the decisions all the time on whether we're losing court or not, though.
My opinion is this, that if you approve it, it's going to be appealed. And I feel that's really what's going to happen. And I think, like Rick said, there's going to be a hard time defending it. You deny it, maybe appeal.
Yeah, I mean, there's no guarantee it gets appealed, but from a legal standpoint, The applicant did not do a particularly effective job hitting the standards for a variance, whereas the objecting parties did.
I do agree with that 100%. But I guess that's why they're asked for a variance to do this, you know, but...
It's true. Okay.
I personally wasn't convinced that the standards were met, addressed.
If you're in favor of it and you want to vote in that way, you better be sure to put on the record what those reasons are and how, you know, how that application addresses those factors or supports them. That's pretty much what the judge said in that last case was to, if the board's going to vote up or down, it has to articulate those points.
I'm going to promote it right into it.
Question on accepted.
Okay. There being no further discussion then, if you're ready to vote, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we deny case number 10,090 as I feel that the opposition addressed the reasons that the applicant doesn't or didn't meet the standards for granting a variance, as opposed to the applicant addressing the standards that it does meet the standards.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 10,090. Okay, we have a roll call vote then. Okay, Mr. McCabe? Mr. McCabe?
Yep.
We're voting on case number 10,090.
I think it's a proper.
You're in favor?
Deny.
Deny. Okay. Mr. McCabe? Mr. Workman?
Deny.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
Nay to the motion.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
I made the motion.
So, okay, and I vote no also. And the reasons I'm voting no also, or my reasons for no voting, is because of the reason we've already passed two, four down on 26, we passed one on Route 1, and we've got height requirements that we've got one that's 59 feet, and we've got another one that's 51 feet, so that's my reason.
So
by a vote of 3-2.
So by that, am I understanding you're suggesting that any future height requirements we grant?
No, I didn't say that. I just stated my reasons as to why. No, because we're not consistent.
Well, you said we set a precedent. So
well, we have. We've got one. Yeah, we have. You know, what's the reason why we set one this height and then the other one? You know, one 59 feet double decker, and we have one here to one 20 feet. So we're not consistent.
For one thing, we didn't have the opposition there that we do here.
Yeah, but, I'm not going to base my decision on am I going to win it in court or not. I base it for the reason why I voted no, because we've already done, you know, what we had did. So I vote no. So by a vote of 3-2, the case is denied.
The chairman said.
Did you?
Huh? What is your vote?
Your vote is 3-2. Okay. Anything else? Anything from the office? Anything? What that we need?
No, everything's going along well. Of course, you know we were out on the road with the banded signs.
And, I wanted to tell them about that. What did you tell them?
Working terrific. I mean, we got 800 of them the first Saturday. And
I think gave them
25, no, 18 of them yesterday. Not yesterday, Saturday. And we'll be going again this weekend.
You guys should all feel free to pick up a few yourselves. If you've
did you bring that picture?
No.
I was going to show it to the board, but he's got a picture. Did you see it?
I saw it, yeah. Fine, man.
They'll be out every and I've had phone calls, believe it or not. I was telling Rick, I've had phone calls from Kent County and Newcastle County. And if you look at Kent County when you're going up there, they're inundated with, they're taking everything up there, evidently. So it might not be too long before something happens there, but It's a ongoing thing each weekend until May. I think I got it down until May 31st or something like that. We'll keep continuing until, and they're doing it during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And the assessors, by the way, I've asked Eddie Parker in the assessment department. They will also be out looking for them because they are inspectors. And we do have the constable's office, and we will pick them up also.
Rick, I want to ask you a question too. The signs you brought up tonight, the flashing, you going to violate all these people now it's gone?
Like they're all violated. They're all violated right now. They've all got a violation right now.
So are you going to make them change it, tone it down, or what?
Whatever county council says. I wrote a sign ordinance that's going to be looked at by the county council once it goes through the lawyers.
Okay.
And what they'll do is they'll come up. I gave them a middle of the road to tell everyone. I gave them a middle of the road choice. And they, how long the display will be, let's say for 4, 6, 8 seconds or whatever, mm-hmm. all those technical things. So I gave it to them. Now what happens now is that it will be put in a form to go to county council. But so you cannot claim that you did not get a violation when they do come up with something and claim that I was grandfathered in. You understand?
Okay.
So we immediately made sure that when we did do this and we knew we were going to be inundated by all these LEDs, that all the inspectors are instructed immediately. As soon as you pick up one, see one that these persons are putting up, that we get a violation for.
That's good.
So whenever that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, I can't do it. They're all in violation.
Okay. You can't do nothing until they give you which way to go.
Okay.
There's nothing else.
We're open for adjournment.
Woke up early.
Got socks on?
No.